Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm not happy with our coworkers. Just letting everyone know.
Well, I'm starting to feel... All right, we'll get to that in a second. Hold on. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Is it wrong to give out organic gummy bears on Halloween? The questions, yes, let kids be kids, or no, it's for the better.
Yes, let kids be kids.
74.1%.
Yes, yes.
Let their parents, if their parents don't want
a great point.
They won't eat it.
Yes.
They won't eat it. That's not your job. That's their job.
Somebody asked you for apple slices.
Yes.
And what are these gluten-free gummies?
Organic.
They're organic. Gummies. I don't think they're gluten-free, because if they're gluten-free, they wouldn't have the gelatin. Am I right or no?
No, there's no
gluten. That doesn't matter at all. That's great. Awesome. Yeah. And...
Gluten, do you know what gluten is?
Not really.
You don't even know what it is. It comes from wheat.
I knew it had something to do with wheat.
Well, gelatin comes from pig hooves. So why?
Yeah, just trust him on this stuff.
No, listen,
I don't want him explaining half this stuff because I don't want him turning anybody off from actually eating real food.
No. Well, look,
well,
let's not
listen,
start
don't
with the
show
real
the videos. Yep. We get it.
Okay. This has been the most honest show of our history.
Yeah.
And, I grew up listening to the Howard Stern Show, right?
Okay.
Loved the Howard Stern Show. And part of the Howard Stern Show was all the behind the scenes stuff and the uncomfortable moments with, you know, coworkers and stuff like that. I grew up listening to that, loving that, right? So we have Broads in here at 3:30 to do his little Flyers thing. And then we noticed that Broads did this interview with the Philadelphia Sports Journal.
Shameful.
And he said that his goal was to host Afternoon Drive at WIP. Now, we had not discussed this with Broads. I just brought it up in the middle. And it seems like, now this is a Howard Sternish moment. This is me, you know, my influence is, oh, let's bring it up to him, you know.
Hold on, am I Robin?
Well.
Why is he Robin?
Look, he asked.
Who am I?
You're Baba Booey. Well, I mean, come on. This is what it is.
Fit.
Yeah, shout out Wolfie, who
I'm
might be listening.
I'm not wearing a dress, though. I'm
yeah,
not.
No.
And
no.
I don't really know Baba Booey.
He's the producer.
Yeah, come you gotta go
yeah.
Baba Booey.
Yeah. Anyway.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Gary Delabate is Baba Booey. So now we do this to Broads. I just don't know I have the stomach. He really seemed like when we were, if you missed it, it happened around 3:30. If you go back and rewind the Free Odyssey app, we brought up this interview to him and his voice went up about 7 octaves. He repeated that, you know, he respects us, but, you know, he's aiming for the top. Mm-hmm. But then again, we host Afternoon Drive and we're putting him on the air. I thought it'd be funny to confront him with it. Mm-hmm. And I saw him afterwards. I went over to tell him I still love them, give him a hug, all that kind of stuff.
Still dejected.
He looks very shaken.
Yeah.
Very shaken.
Yeah, we're at it again. Yeah. Making everybody uncomfortable.
And then we're going to make Elliot uncomfortable at 5:30.
Yeah, because again, I didn't tell him what he's coming on for, which always gets his back up.
Well, and ESPN is on tonight at 6 o'clock. 2 hours of Elliot with DK.
Devin, I will Kaney say, though,
the guest tonight. Yep.
Broads,
mm-hmm.
I know you're still listening somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Set of stones on you, kid.
Oh, yes.
A set of stones on you. It's one thing to be ambitious.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep.
That's fine. You better be mindful. Mindful.
Well, it's one thing if I'm saying,
watch
yourself.
Listen, we don't take these chairs lightly.
No.
We don't take these chairs lightly. Again, wonderful. You aspire
yes.
to be there. Tread lightly. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Tread lightly.
Don't worry. He's replacing me, not you.
True.
Yeah.
You're not replaceable.
Yep.
You're not replaceable. This is a unit.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a clip, by the way,
yep.
as well. This is a unit. So
we're all one, man.
I thought it was great radio, but I am inside. I'm a little worried that we damaged Broads moving forward for Flyers and 50.
So I'm definitely worried about that, too.
He couldn't even do it afterwards.
We got to lock in.
Yes.
We do. Yeah.
We got to lock in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to aspire.
You're not done. You're not letting him off the ground,
nope.
are you?
Well, once Spike opened the door for me, yeah, I'm walking through it.
Well,
him.
It's funny. I gently closed the door, and then while we're talking, you're like, huh? You open the door again.
Yep.
You're like, he didn't lock it.
Nope.
This door's not locked.
Exactly. All right. We love you, bro.
Yeah, we love you, but you know.
But watch yourself.
Yeah. Go after Jillio. All right. Well, the Eagles Insider Power Rankings coming up soon. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, gentlemen?
What's up, CJ?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
What's up, man?
What up, CJ?
Not much. Hey, let me say this. You just moved into your neighborhood. You do not want to piss them kids off and be labeled
exactly.
in the house that they don't mess with. I'm telling you, hey, this is not what you want for no kids in your neighborhood. You want to get on their good side.
I'll go get some organic chocolate on my way home.
No, go get some candy, dude.
Yeah.
Go get some candy. Open up. Hey, you can have both, man. You can have both because you'll be kind of tailoring the both. The parents will be like, okay, he's kind of cool. So are you picking your kids out or are you just going to be there at the house?
He's actually taking his kids out. He's taking the kids out, and I think his parents or his in-laws are giving out the candy.
No, my parents are going on vacation this weekend.
Oh.
It's Walker's third Halloween.
Yeah.
It's Sonny's first Halloween. Well, nowhere to be found. What are we doing?
Well, you may notice, CJ, when you listen to the show on Friday, that this guy likes Halloween so much, he's not even going to be on the show for half the show.
We haven't even got to that
and he's
part.
Not even coming to work.
Wow, why don't you have Broads
Seriously,
produce
on
me?
On a football Friday?
Produce the show.
Yeah, well, because Broads is above that. We found that out as well.
We found that out. Yeah,
he ain't pushing buttons.
Yeah, he doesn't think a lot about your spot on the show.
Well, I know, which was totally of all the disrespect that happened.
Exactly, that was probably the most disrespectful.
We know you guys are fine.
Yeah.
This is he looked. He damn near spat on me.
Yeah. And I made a best show ever joke, and he didn't even notice it until you made it a second time.
I know,
because he was so twisted.
Yeah. We landed that plane, though.
Yeah, we did. It worked. The bit worked, even if we ruined a relationship forever.
Hey, anyway. Bros, let yours hang. Don't let them scare you. You coming for that number one spot.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep coming.
You like COVID? He went out the mic.
He went out the mic. Damn right he did. You're right.
You got to respect it.
Yep.
But, Jack, I'm being for real, man. The best thing you can do is open up your garage. You said you was out there hammering or something just to let people know that you're a man. Open up your garage, get some surf sides or something, throw them in a cooler.
Miller Lite.
And when the parents come through, hand them a surf side, let the kids get some candy. Just make it a good experience to ingratiate yourself in the neighborhood. Because if not, you don't want to be 10 years from now. Them kids remember you. For the next 10 years, egging your house and throwing TV when they become teenagers.
As long as they're pasteurized eggs. But, yeah, no, so I do agree with you. You know, I want to be a neighborhood guy. I got a taste of being a neighborhood guy over the weekend. We had our first, big get-together. That might be my, you know, I might be throwing parties.
So I don't want to get together in the neighborhood?
Oh, we don't get together, carved pumpkins?
Wow.
Come on, man.
Yeah. y'all card.
But you can't do that, giving out big noodle-looking candy, man. You can't do that.
Yeah, he can't.
Them
he
kids,
can't
them
do
kids
it.
Gonna brand you, man. They gonna remember. Them kids gonna be like, man, forget that dude. And you half and half on the birds, too. They go, hey.
Yeah, you got all just type saying, of wrong man, things you, going.
Why well, put on a good acting bitch. Job about the Eagles and the neighborhood?
Oh, you do no, you act like this is all a bit?
I just don't bring them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Egg his house. Egg his house.
As long as they're pasteurized.
Egg his house. Free range?
I'm just saying.
All right, CJ.
Oh, man.
All right, CJ. Thank you for the
yeah.
call. Man.
Hand out the brew. So y'all there carving pumpkins, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't carve pumpkins, but it was the idea to all get.
Who was carving them?
Oh, kids were carving them.
Oh,
yeah.
We didn't let Walt carve.
Well, he stuck the thing in. Relax. He stuck the little knife carve thing in the pumpkin and tried to cut, but that was about it.
Now I'm starting to worry about the candy selection at my house because I do not have any chocolate options. So
you went strictly. You went all candy.
I
went all
fruity options.
Yeah, so I have. Nice, Jack. So I have
easy.
Yeah, I went to like the restaurant supply place to get the big packs of everything. We have Skittles. I have Sour Patch Kids. I have Starburst.
Okay.
I have Lifesaver gummies.
Oh, okay.
I have different flavor Skittles. Like it's mostly that.
Yeah.
And because every time
the hard candy.
Yeah. Well, the chewy candy, all the fruity chewy candy. The every
Starburst is the winner.
Yeah. Every time. Well, kids love Skittles.
What's your go-to Starburst?
Strawberry.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah, I think it's the worst one.
I always say cherry.
Cherry, yeah. Strawberry, lemon.
I love the lemon.
Shout out Trey Turner. My ranking is cherry, lemon, orange, strawberry.
Strawberry, yeah.
Every time we would have the selection up in North Jersey, because we had a very busy Halloween up there, it would be the chocolate stuff we'd have left. Mm-hmm. And if the kids had a choice between the Skittles and the chocolate, they would always take the Skittles and the Sour Patch Kids. So I said, what am I even getting that for? So I got all the other stuff.
Believe me, it's going to be gone.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah. I think they'll
you're
deal.
Not giving out organic gummies.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They're going to take
with
it.
With pig hoof in it.
Yeah.
Debatable on that.
It's not debatable. Yeah. There's no debate.
Yeah, I just went and grabbed all the fun size candy bars.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be getting the variety pack.
Yeah, well, I know they, you know, they do the 2-for-1.
Yes.
So you buy one, get one half off, something like that.
Let's do the Eagles Insider of the Year
Let's
power
go.
Rankings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
So, you know, there's a huge story going on from an Eagles Insider perspective. Jack, let me just check this before I say anything off. I say anything wrong. Who broke the Michael Carter trade?
Schefter.
Okay. All right. So it was national.
Yes.
So here we have
another one.
Yes. So I'm going to speak to the Eagles local media, who I have a great respect for. They work very hard, but they're all wormed up, right? Here we have. We are 6 days from the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand if you're not going to get the scoop, because oftentimes the agent gives it to the national person. I get it. But you could work on rumors. And every national person has reported in some way, shape, or form about A.J. Brown trade rumors. I ask you this. Why has not one local beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles had anything on that or even addressed it. I know it's probably not going to happen, but to say that it's not a story and it's not possible is Looney Tunes. It's Looney Tunes, and if you want to win Insider of the Year, you can't just turn a blind eye to the biggest potential story for the team. Am I right? Yep. I mean, they should have something.
Yes.
They should go at, I'm glad you did a whole column on who you're going to trade Keely Ringo to. I don't care. No one, it'll be interesting. We'll talk about it when it happens. But, like, how could you not even explore and make some phone calls?
Got to be on the lookout now.
You have to.
Yeah.
You won an Eagles Insider of the Year. Nobody locally,
nobody.
You know,
man.
Wormed up. Remember who pays your paycheck. The Athletic pays your paycheck. The Philly Voice pays your paycheck. The Inquirer pays your paycheck. Odyssey.
Odyssey pays your paycheck.
Pays your paycheck.
In terms of one guy.
The Eagles do not. They're not. If you report an A.J. Brown trade rumor, I promise you, you're still going to get to ask a question on Mondays for your story in the Nick Sirianni press conference. I promise you, they're not going to revoke your press pass. Do a little work. Here's the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings as of now. And you'll notice something, Ike. You'll notice a lack of something.
Okay.
Number five, Mike Garafolo. Mike Garafolo reported on the A.J. Brown trade rumors last weekend.
Mike G.
Number four, Adam Schefter. He was the first one to report
Shefty.
On the A.J. Brown trade rumors. He said that it is unlikely, but they will listen to offers. It would take a blockbuster offer.
Surprise, Shefty's not higher.
Well, he was number, I think he was number one last week.
Okay. Yeah.
He was number one last week, and everybody else was on the text chain was number two.
And he doesn't care about our stupid list.
He does not.
Nope, he doesn't.
Number three, Elliot Shore Parks. Why Elliot? Mm. Well, he is the reigning champion, and at least he will address the A.J. Brown trade rumors when we talk to him.
Yes.
Number two is Jeff McClain. Jeff McClain had the story about Big Dom taking Cam Scataboo cheesesteaks and pizza.
Ah.
It's something. You know, and I would say this.
Yeah.
McClain's probably not scared of the A.J. Brown story like all these other guys.
How do we feel about Big Dom's choice of cheesesteak?
Oh, I'm not involved in that. I can't eat cheesesteak.
Did it come out where it was from?
Yeah.
Oh, where was it? Oh, it was Skinny Joey's, wasn't it?
No.
Was it Pacino's?
No, I think it was Angelo's.
Oh. Well. And
streets are saying it's the best. I don't know.
Streets are?
Yeah, well,
I'm a Skinny Joey guy.
Right.
Oh, well,
you made yourself clear.
Yeah,
in that.
The streets told Ike who his favorite was. Danny and Angelo's great guy. The Angelo's
yes.
great dude, great place. Obviously, I can't eat any of that stuff anymore.
But yeah, I was going to say, how would you know?
Well,
as a former fat guy, you
as a former fat guy, I can look at the picture.
Can you still taste it, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, remembering how it
tastes.
Yeah.
I don't. I ate plenty in my day. Trust me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I didn't get this evolution of the cheesesteak where everything, I know you're not a seeded roll guy, but everything now is the seeded roll, tons and tons of finely chopped meat.
Oh, finely chopped meat.
And the Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Yeah.
That's what everybody, that's not what it was when I was, before I was vegan.
I'm still an American.
Yeah, the Whiz Wit.
Yeah, Whiz Wit.
See, I never went Whiz.
I've had it when I first got here. That's,
yeah.
My first place was Geno's, I think.
Of course.
It was either Geno's or Patch.
Classic outsider.
Yeah, that's where.
I was Patch.
That's going to say that's where Harold took us.
Yeah.
Me and Trot. Harold Carmichael.
We had Larry's right there across the street from my high school. Larry's in West Philly there.
But I wanted to go to that one because of the Boys to Men video.
The video.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I've always been American cheese and fried onions.
Okay.
I haven't gotten on the Cooper Sharp train yet.
Well,
Cooper Sharp.
Well,
with
Cooper
the fried
Sharp
onions.
Is American cheese, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Wait, really?
Yes.
No, hold on.
It is Cooper Sharp American.
Right. I'm just talking about the traditional American slice.
It is American cheese.
But it's not American cheese. No,
you are
a moron.
It is just like cheddar has a sharp cheddar and a less sharp cheddar. American is what's that?
That's mild cheddar.
Yes. It is American cheese.
But is Cooper not a type of cheese?
No, it's a brand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dude, I thought there was cheese called Cooper. I thought it's Cooper Sharp.
It's Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Okay.
I don't even eat it. How do I know?
Because you know all this nonsense.
Because I watch a lot of TikTok videos. Number one of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings is Diana Rossini, who has been all over this.
Hold up.
Yeah. A truth teller.
Yeah.
Truth teller.
She's been on it from the beginning.
We're team Rossini.
Yeah. Oh, man. The whole city is mad at Diana Rossini.
Well, she's brave enough to report the stories people want to hear.
Or don't want to hear.
but she's brave.
Yes.
I give her credit.
And she stuck to her guns.
Yes. Pat,
she's probably going to be right in the end.
In the end, yeah. Yes. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Jack, just put those stupid things in the trash and get some real candy to give out.
No.
You got a year to be a neighborhood guy, and that, you know, that year is all you got. If you're going to stay more than a year, you're going to get painted with the brush of... You know,
I think the other parents are appreciate my stand.
I don't think they will.
I don't think
the kids will either. Yes. And Spike, you got a good leg to stand on here because that was a strong candy lineup, but not all that candy is vegan, right?
Well, I'm not. So you, I'm not.
Well,
eating
he's
it.
Not eating it.
I'm not eating it. Yeah.
I know you're not eating it, but you could take a stance where,
oh, yes.
Hey, I'm vegan. I'm
yes.
only giving out vegan candy. But
yes,
you're
I do not do
that.
No, he's smart. Yes. Yeah.
Well, because it's not just like with Jack. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about you
about
know.
The kids.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
about the kids.
Yes, and so, if they want to murder pig after pig after pig after pig after
yeah,
pig,
that's
who
fine.
Are smarter than dogs, let them do it. They'll grow up. They'll learn the truth.
How do people not know gelatin comes from animals, by the way?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So this intervention thing, man, I don't want Jack on Team Jalen. I don't want him on Team Jalen.
It's not about Team Jalen, though. It's about him being able to acknowledge when he's good so he can enjoy the Eagles again and cheer for him. You want Jack to hate the Eagles?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Bryce Harper, because look what he did to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is his boy. It's his man crush. And now Bryce Harper is, you know, on the verge of being traded out of here. I don't want the mush Jack to turn Jalen into a mediocre quarterback.
Well, yeah, but... I love Jalen. He is the best quarterback in the league. This is not to mush him at all. He's probably the MVP front runner, and I hope he wins the award.
Listen, Jack, you just admit it. I used to think it was a bit for the longest time, and you just admitted that you rooted against him in the Super Bowl.
Only
How
the
was
dagger.
That possible? How is that possible?
Huh.
Also, I got to hype up Broads here, man. You guys, he was a deer in the headlights.
Welcome. Well, look, man, somebody wants to be afternoon drive. You better be ready to have uncomfortable moments and, you know, deer in the headlights. I'm trying to, this is the major leagues over here, man.
That's right.
You know,
Broads, as your chief hype man, go out there and get it. But you should have been ready for them to bring the heat to you today after putting that out there. And I don't. when you say watch where you step, watch your back. I'm like, oh boy. So, you know, listen.
I gotta mark my territory in here, Pat. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, all the young bucks are coming for us, man. I mean, no one's not replaceable, man.
That's right. Yeah,
everyone's
that's right.
replaceable.
That's right.
So you make one misstep, and Broads is ready to step in. Broads got some talent. You know, he's a young buck, and he's putting his stuff out there.
Well,
so.
He is.
Well, Pat, here's what I want Broads to know. I just spent a lot of money fixing up this house. I ain't going anywhere. You know, I told
I
Val,
nowhere.
We are not only are we dying in this house, our next lives will also be in this house.
Wolf of Wall Street, Beetlejuice style, yeah.
Yes.
I ain't going nowhere. But Broads works his ass off. He deserves everything he gets, man.
Yes. He does.
So, that's not the point.
Yeah.
It totally
Jack,
is not.
Go get some real candy. I'll talk to you guys.
It is real candy.
See you, Pat.
Getting candy back to its roots.
This segment has been presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The rest of the evening here, now we go to 6. We have the Top 5-5 coming up at 5 o'clock. Then at 5:30, Elliot will join us because we have something important that we need to discuss with Elliot.
Just Elliot!
We got to keep him accountable. And then at 6 o'clock, ESPN, Go Birds Evenings, Elliot's new show from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. With Devin.
His guest tonight will be.
You got Scoops in the house?
Devin Caney. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I wonder if Scoops giving any pushback. See, you can't just let Elliot just roam free for two hours.
Yeah, but
man.
Are they also going to be the most, should we rename it the Worm Hours?
Yeah.
Oh, these two.
Right. Right.
Well, can Devin, I mean, with that job, can you...
Right.
You have to be
he has
warmed
to be
up,
a worm,
right?
Yes.
Because you're not warmed up. You get there on the sideline, you're going to get a side eye.
Yeah.
Big Dom's going to trip you.
Or worse.
You might die as a broken leg. You know? Wow. Well, who knows if it was Big Dom or not.
But then he'll bring you cheesesteaks.
Just kidding, Big Dom. Just kidding, Big Dom. Please.
We're all having a good time.
Yeah, we're all having a good time. Skinny Joe's.
Not at his expense.
Yes. Yeah, no. I was going to say Skinny Joe's the best, but it's clearly Angelo's. So
who knows?
What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jay?
Other interventions that need to happen here at WIP.
I like that.
Other interventions. Well, I will be on the list.
Yes, you
sure.
are. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Ike will be on the list.
No, I couldn't find one for Ike, really.
I'm okay.
I don't know, Jim.
It's like he just heard it for the first time this week.
Well, have you noticed? He could very easily get a clip of that, but he loves saying it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
You want to do it one more time?
I don't know, Jim.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Get a little higher.
Yep. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.